Now at noon, a tower topples over in the East Bay on a construction crew working on the ground below. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Kenny Choi. But first, breaking news out of Oakland, where crews are at the scene of a gas leak. Chopper 5 overhead at 82nd Street and International Boulevard. It appears that construction crews were doing some road work there. The fire department is also on the scene. We'll continue to stay on top of the situation and bring you the latest as it develops. And now back to our other top story at noon. The construction accident happened around 9 this morning off Durham Road near 680.
Let's get right to KPIX5's Kit Doe, who was live in Fremont on this developing story. Kit?
Yes, we just got off the phone with the construction company, and they tell us that they have shut down the job site for the day while they work with Cal OSHA to figure out what exactly happened. Now, just before 9 o'clock this morning, two construction workers were climbing the 20-foot tower made of steel rebar. They are required to wear safety harnesses, and so they were clipped in just in case they slip and fall. As they were nearing the top, the workers could sense the tower was about to topple over, but they couldn't unbuckle in time, and so they fell down with the tower. One of the workers was injured, likely crushed by the structure, and is now in the hospital with critical condition. The other worker had moderate injuries, and a third man on the ground had some minor scratches. Queensland Construction Company tells me each tower is made of 6 pieces of rebar. Each piece is 3/4 inch thick, and they're set deep into the concrete foundation. And so the company had every reason to believe that it could handle the weight of 2 people.
They climb the tower, they clip onto the top, and what they do is then they tie in these towers to make them much stronger. So as they put their cement pillars, as they put up base layers, as they put up walls, this is part of that construction. So it was probably in the most vulnerable part of its construction that these individuals were clipped to.
And Cal OSHA tells me that they have one open investigation with this same company from back in June. That's when a worker was putting in some caulk and he fell from a second story floor. Back to you.
Kit, how heavy are those towers?
So each piece of rebar is probably about 40 to 50 pounds. They're set into the concrete. They're wrapped with more rebar. So the fire department tells us probably thousands of pounds.
Making it very dangerous for those people out there. All right, Kid Doe, thank you.
Right now in San Francisco, State Senator Kevin DeLeon and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein are sharing a stage in the race for U.S. Senate. The debate kicked off just minutes ago. DeLeon is trying to unseat Senator Feinstein in next month's election. According to our exclusive KPIX 5 Survey USA poll, 40% of likely voters say that they'll cast their ballots for Feinstein. 26% say they'll vote for DeLeon. 35% still undecided. Earlier, KPIX 5 political reporter Melissa Kane had a chance to sit down with DeLeon, the challenger. He explained why voting is so valuable to our country.
And I think it's important because it's not just about me as an individual who's running to be your voice for California. But I think it's regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, and regardless of who you vote for, I think that, you know, the voters deserve the respect to hear from their representatives and hear for those who want to represent them.
KPIX 5 has you covered on all the state and local races. We'll also have a guide to the California ballot measures on our website. You can go to kpix.com/election.
A Bay Area Safeway bakery employee is now a millionaire. He got 5 of the 6 Mega Millions numbers and is $1.9 million richer. KPIX 5 reporter Jackie Ward visited the grocery store where he works in San Francisco's Marina neighborhood, the same place where he bought the winning ticket.
The person who had the winning ticket didn't even know he had won until he showed up to work and put in a couple hours of work. When he did find out he had 5 of the 6 winning numbers, his manager gave him the blessing to leave.
When store manager Leah Maxwell figured out which one of her employees won,
I think I ran from the meat department all the way to the front lobby. I believe I was screaming for joy. All of my employees started congregating around the customer service center to congratulate him.
Leia says he was shaking with excitement, and she quickly sent him home away from the spotlight. She wouldn't disclose his name, only that he's in his 20s and has worked here for 2 years.
I think he was extremely nervous. He didn't know what to do, so we kind of gave him a little direction and some assistance to work his way over to claim his prize.
That didn't stop others from joining in on the lotto craze. The store employee's win just got people here more excited.
I'm glad a store employee won the ticket. That's totally cool. Kind of neat.
He got the small change. I'm happy. He got the small. He left a big one for me.
No one got all six of the numbers, so the lottery jackpot will just continue to grow all day today. In San Francisco, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
In a matter of hours, the Mega Millions jackpot jumped from $868 million to a record $900 million.
More Bay Area news. Two residents in San Jose have been displaced after an overnight duplex fire. Happened just after 10 p.m. last night on Terese Court. The fire extended from the patio, then into the building itself. Neighbors even tried to knock down those flames. They grabbed their own water hoses and attempted to spray down the fire.
That was our initial concern, is the rescue of those residents, getting them out of there. We're able to get them out of the structure, get them to a safe spot in the front of the building, and then able to continue our firefighting effort.
Residents were able to safely evacuate from the duplex, and the Red Cross is now assisting the two displaced residents. Fortunately, no one was injured. It's unclear how the fire started. And earlier this morning in Antioch, fire crews responded to this fire at the KFC restaurant. Broke out just before 1 a.m. on Mahogany Way. It was extinguished within 30 minutes. No injuries reported there. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
Developing out of San Francisco, police are investigating an officer-involved shooting. It happened last night at Aquatic Park near the end of Van Ness Avenue and the Municipal Pier. This part of Van Ness is now open to the public after two cars were towed from the scene. As you can see in this video, this was taken around 5:30 this morning. A black sedan and a U.S. Park Police patrol car were removed from the end of Van Ness by the Municipal Pier. And once that happened, police cleared the area and normal activity has since resumed. Not many details were revealed overnight, but we can confirm that one person was shot and is at Zuckerberg General Hospital in critical condition, recovering from life-threatening injuries. Another person was detained. SFPD says a U.S. Park police officer was involved and a gun from the suspect was recovered at the scene. SFPD is asking the public, if they know anything, to please call 415-575-4444, or you can text a tip to tip 411.
President Trump says that the U.S. is asking Turkey now for audio and video relating to missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, if it exists. This is a live picture on the right at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. It has been 2 weeks since Khashoggi entered this building and apparently never came out. Here's reporter Angelica Alvarez.
Georgia. President Trump is warning against a rush to judgment against Saudi Arabia in the disappearance of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
I'm not giving cover at all. With that being said, Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East.
But the president does say there could be problems if Khashoggi was found to be murdered on orders from the Saudi government.
They're an important ally, but I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to the U.S. following a whirlwind trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey to talk with leaders in both countries. Secretary Pompeo has asked Turkey for video and audio tapes Turkey reportedly obtained, allegedly showing Khashoggi's murder in the Saudi consulate.
I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does. Possibly does. I'll have a full report on that from Mike when he comes back.
Mr. President.
That's one of the things that's going to be the first question I ask.
Secretary Pompeo says he told both the Saudis and the Turks the U.S. would give them the space to conduct their own investigations, and he offered American help if they need it. Turkish officials are focusing on a 15-man team they've called a hit squad. The Washington Post published the blurred passports of 15 Saudi men that the paper reports are linked to Saudi security services. The New York Times posted pictures of one of the men traveling with the Saudi crown prince on overseas trips, including his stops in the United States. Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Turkish investigators say that they are awaiting approval from Saudi Arabia to search the Saudi consul general's residence in Turkey. The consul general has apparently already left the country.
New at noon, a Purple Heart recipient from San Jose now has the gift of vision. Leonard V. Hill is one of six U.S. veterans from the Bay Area receiving free vision correction this morning in San Jose. It's part of the annual Gift of Sight program. He survived a roadside bomb in Iraq, but suffered from traumatic brain and vision injuries.
I always thought about doing this type of surgery, but it was just unaffordable for, you know, me at the time, so I kind of put it off until I found the Gift of Sight program.
In addition to being a Purple Heart recipient, V. Hill also volunteers as a wrestling coach.
Also new at noon, two athletes honored 50 years later after they took a stand at the 1968 Olympic Games. Former San Jose State University students John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their fists in the air during the medal ceremony in Mexico City 50 years ago, taking a stand for civil rights. That year, Carlos won the bronze, Smith won the gold in the 200-meter dash. Earlier this morning, the two men looked back on that event as the university marked the big anniversary.
We wanted to do something that would be profound, yet still nonviolent, that would radiate throughout society.
The move remains in a pivotal point in history. Right now, there's a statue on San Jose State's campus honoring the two men.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.